Hi, everyone. I'm so glad you could all join in today for our education article here on Advanced Studio Classroom. And we are on page 42 of your magazine. If you have it with you, you might want to turn to that page so you can follow along and join in our discussion. I have two gentlemen with me today in our studio audience.
Hello, everyone. This is Josh. I'm very glad to be here talking about a pretty interesting development.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm Linda, and we're all very happy that you could join us. So without really going into detail, do you think this is a good idea or a so-so idea or a great idea or a bad idea?
I think that it definitely has its merits, especially if traditional school hasn't worked out for you.
Okay. What do you think, Josh?
So I think it remains to be seen, which is another way of saying that I'm not sure yet. Right. Joe, I think, made a very good point in that this is sort of a non-traditional thing that really could fit well for a lot of people. And I think we'll just have to see now that things have changed so much in the tech world, whether or not this really fills a need.
Right. Well, this is our education article, but it has a lot to do with the tech industry and the people coming out of the school, that's where they are destined for. That's really what the training is really about. So it says that we are going to get practical. I think we could get practical in a lot of our education courses in across all fields. But here, when you talk about getting practical in school, what comes to mind?
Comes to mind that it's not just the theories or the ideas, but doing hands-on projects and learning through doing.
Okay, so not so much book reading, but...
Right, books and lectures, but actual maybe projects, experiments.
Okay. What about you, Josh?
Well, I think of sort of in the same way, instead of learning about how something works or the theory behind it, actually getting into the practice of using it and developing it and working with it. So instead of just looking at books, actually kind of getting what we call your hands dirty and really working with something.
Okay. I think in traditional education, we sit through classes for at least the first 2 years. And then you might do something. In my degree in social work, I think when I was a junior, I did a practicum. It was just, you know, maybe 10 hours a week as an intern. But you really are just barely touching the field itself. You know, you're really sitting in classes. So this is quite a bit different than the traditional schools that we think about when we're thinking about higher education. Well, if you have your magazine with you, we're on page 42, and maybe you want to find it on your digital device and follow along. And we're going to begin reading, at the top of the left-hand column on page 42 and go to about the middle of the right column.
Let's get practical. Silicon Valley investors embrace a new vision of college. Make School, a for-profit startup, is one of the most unusual schools in the country. It lets students enroll in classes for free if they agree to pay later after they land a job. We can only make money if the students are doing well, co-founder Ashu Desai, 24, said during an interview at the school, an airy space where students sit side by side at long rectangular tables, pounding away at Mac laptops. Desai helped create Make School in 2012 after dropping out of UCLA after just 1 year. The goal at Make School is not getting good grades, it's putting together a portfolio of practical work capable of impressing Silicon Valley companies like Google and Facebook, and prompting them to make lucrative job offers. Make School runs programs of varying lengths. Its Product College is a 2-year computer science program that combines internships at big-name Silicon Valley companies with classes that are light on lectures and heavy on projects. The goal is for graduating students to have created games or other apps they can take to job interviews. That, Desai argues, is often worth more in Silicon Valley these days than a traditional bachelor's degree in computer science, And some well-known investors are betting on the idea.
So we see that we're talking about Silicon Valley. That's the famous area in California where a lot of the tech industry is located. And we see here that investors are embracing a new vision of college. So this word embrace usually means to hug, but here it has a slightly different meaning. It means to adopt. So they are adopting a new vision of college, and it means that they're really accepting it, it sounds like. And what's the name of the organization, and is this a nonprofit?
So Make School is the name of the organization, and it is a for-profit startup. So this functions to make money. It's not not-for-profit.
Okay. And a startup means what?
So a startup is a business that are in their first few years of operation. So it's usually a new idea or a new company that is bringing a product or a service.
Have you heard of any other schools like this?
I believe in the United States they do have several schools that are for-profit colleges,
mm-hmm.
kind of functions in the same way. I think Trump College was a for-profit college.
Okay.
And there are a number of other technical universities that are designed as for-profit colleges, meaning that they make their money off of tuition as opposed to investments or endowments that have come from public school systems or from other government enterprises.
Okay. So we have kind of a wide variety of the purposes behind them, I think. But the way that you pay back this school actually is something that's quite different from traditional student loans, so to speak.
Yeah, this is very different. This is something that's brand new to me, this concept of doing this style of paying for your education is something I literally have never heard before.
Right. This is brand new to me, but I can understand given how many people are kind of crushed by student loans.
Yes. In the United States, if you go to even to graduate school alone is enough to crush you, not to mention undergraduate.
It's true. It's a problem in the American collegiate or university system and higher learning that you end up borrowing a significant amount of money that you can have just a real difficulty to pay back over the course of your life. And I personally know someone who has gone to a state school. So this is a school that traditionally is a little bit cheaper, its tuition. By the time that she was done with school, she was $100,000 in debt.
From a state school?
From a state school.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I did my master's in Asia. And to give an idea of the difference in price, my tuition in Asia was maybe a fraction of what it would be to do grad school in the United States.
Yeah. Unless you can get basically part of it paid for or a full ride or something to get your graduate degree in the States, it's really outrageously expensive.
Yeah, that full ride's a good phrase, too. Full ride meaning it's completely paid for. It's free.
Right. My son got that when he went to get his master's degree. So it was very affordable for him. My daughter, on the other hand, also got her master's degree, and she was working full-time and doing it at night. So she has, her loans are more than his, let me tell you. Well, we see here that, going back to our article, that we see that this school, Make School, and remember, it's for profit, so they are going to be making money, or they expect to make money. It lets their students enroll in classes for free if they agree to pay later after they land a job. So this phrase or this word land is to get or achieve something, but we don't just use it with anything. You know, you can land a plane, but that's a different meaning. What else can you land? I was trying to think, what else would we land besides a job?
I think sometimes you can land a spot on a special TV show or contest. I often hear it with TV movies, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I would say also for like a sports team. So if you're accepted or if you're picked into a team, you can land a spot on a team.
Right.
Which is different from being in a sport like gymnastics or in snowboarding where you can land a jump, which means you're just successful in completing a jump or some sort of feat.
Right. So usually if you're going to use this word, you need to be a little bit careful when you use it. But this is a very common usage of it if you land a job. And then we see that the founder, it's a co-founder here, and he says that they only make money if the students are doing well, which is quite a good concept. It means that they are not only monetarily invested in their students, they are also personally invested.
Right. And so Ashu Desai, who is very young, 24, was talking about this, and him and the other co-founder, Jeremy Rossman, both use this idea to say that if the students are doing well and making money, we're making money.
Now, this is very important right now in the United States because there are a lot of traditional model for-profit colleges or universities that are being criticized because they're taking a lot of students' money, but students are not getting jobs afterwards.
Is that that's traditional, in the traditional method, right?
And that would be in the traditional method. So for like some of the technical colleges where people pay a lot of money in tuition up front or take out loans, they're going through their 2 or 4 year program, but then they're not getting placed into the jobs that they're being promised, that they're being, you know, trained for,
mm-hmm.
and it's becoming a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've talked a lot on this program about like 4 year university education, and is that really worth it versus practical training and technical training. So, you know, there are a lot of issues involved in education around the world, actually, not just in the United States or in Asia, mm-hmm. but, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. So we see here that even their classrooms seem to be quite different. He said it's during an interview at a school, an airy space where students sit side by side. If a space is airy, that means what?
It's very open air, maybe high ceilings, not a lot of walls in that particular area.
Okay.
I also usually think of a lot of light, like a lot of natural light, maybe from windows, but maybe from lighting.
Right. So you can describe a house like this, too, if you walk into a room and it's like big and open and very well lit. You know, you have a really like light feeling. You can say it's very airy in here. And we see that they're just sitting at tables, and it's very descriptive, pounding away at Mac laptops. So that just means they're typing. But we use this phrasing, pounding away, to really emphasize that they're hard at work, kind of.
Yeah, I would say pounding away at something just in general means you're hard at work at something, but then it gives another image of really like your fingers just flying over a keyboard.
Right.
Maybe you have a tight deadline or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have a lot of tight deadlines. we see here that Desai helped create Make School in 2012, and he dropped out of UCLA after 1 year. And so now the school is, it's 6 years old, right? Mm-hmm. So he is quite young and to start a school, and it says that the goal at Make School is not about getting good grades. In fact, it's quite different.
Right. The goal of Make School is about putting together a portfolio, a collection of practical work that will impress big-name companies and maybe get their students really good jobs.
Okay. And when I think of this word portfolio, I often think of, you know, artists have them, models have them. So if you're going to have a portfolio, it means that you're going to show your work.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
here they're supposed to be designing products. I think later on we learned that they're supposed to design games and other apps. So those are the kind of things that you can put into your portfolio. If you take your resume to somebody, that is not your portfolio. It's actually something that you present that shows the work that you've done.
Right. I think about how in my university in the States, we would talk about e-portfolios, maybe
mm-hmm.
a collection of digital work. So you could point to a website of pictures you've taken or articles you've written, and that would be your portfolio.
Right. So it's something, you know, that you can actually present.
I think a traditional portfolio was a large physical folder
mm-hmm.
that was large enough in order to carry artists' sketches, paintings, work, so that they could sit it down on a table and literally show it to someone. But it has since become also an idea where any collection of works, even if it's not put together into a physical folder, but something that can be presented to people as, this is something that I have done and am capable of doing.
Right. So it's your actual work that you're showing. It doesn't matter if it's an e-form or
exactly.
a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to impress companies, and they list two huge ones in Silicon Valley, Google and Facebook, and they're presenting these portfolios, prompting them to make lucrative job offers. So if you're prompting somebody to do something, what are you doing?
You're prompting, you're causing them to do something.
Okay, so it makes it, it says to make lucrative job offers. Lucrative means a lot of money.
It does mean okay.
a lot of money.
a lot of money. Okay, so it means that you're trying to encourage them to do something, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you want to put your best foot forward, and you're presenting this portfolio, so hopefully they'll give you a lot of money to come to work for them. And then you haven't paid any tuition yet, or little tuition, okay? So the school still hasn't made any money yet, but they're talking about their goal. The school is quite interesting. So Make School has programs that are not all the same length of time.
Right, that's what they say here about the varying lengths. Like, so the different programs that they have will take different amount of time.
And then they also started a regular computer science program, and that's called Product College.
Right, and Product College here, it combines internships at big-name Silicon Valley companies, your Facebook, Google, that sort of thing, with classes that are light on lectures, heavy on projects. So again, very practical, hands-on, and adding to your work experience.
Okay, and if we look at the bottom of the left-hand column here, we'll see that the school opened in 2012, and it usually just offered like a couple of programs that went like for a couple of months. But until last year, so this school, Product College, actually started in 2016 because the article was written in 2017. Hmm. So when the first group of two-year Product College students enrolled, so this is really, really, really new, this two-year program. And notice that it is a computer science program. So it's a combination of an internship and also their classes where they're actually learning and then using it. So I'm sure that they can use what they're doing in their internship to work on in their school, I mean, at their school and in their classes.
Right, and it seems like the focus here is, like they said, it's allowing the students to create real works where they can present that at the end of their graduation in order to give them the possibility of getting better jobs.
Right. And I just want to say here that the majority of the students that attend here are 18 to 24 years old. So some of these kids are like right out of high school that are attending, and we'll see as we go on, we'll see a couple of other people involved, and they also have not completed a four-year education. So,
and I think it's pretty common for tech companies when mm-hmm. they see, because there are plenty of people who will work on their own apps, work on their own games, even if they aren't associated with a school. And sometimes tech companies will approach those people directly and say, you need to work for us.
Right. And they will make them lucrative job offers.
It's very true.
Okay.
One of the other things I wanted to mention is combining internships, especially for computer science, is such a big deal because a lot of university programs, you only do classes, class projects, no one ever sees it. But those internships give you that foot in the door to really show your work to somebody.
That's a nice phrase, your foot in the door. So for language learning, what does that mean? Did you get your foot in the door?
Well, it actually comes from the practice of being a door-to-door salesman and a tactic of literally putting your foot into a doorway so someone can't close the door on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we use it now to mean that you really enter into something in order to give yourself a chance or an opportunity to do something else.
Right. So if you know somebody or you've made a presentation, you can say, yeah, I got my foot in the door, mm-hmm. so they can see what I can do or who you are. Okay, we see that again, Desai here is arguing that all of this is worth more in Silicon Valley than the traditional bachelor's degree. And this is a for-profit startup, so some well-known investors are going along with the idea. They are agreeing with him. So that's what we mean when they say they are betting on the idea. It doesn't mean that they're putting money down to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is kind of gambling though, because it's not for sure this is going to work. So that's what we meant that they're betting on that it'll work.
Something that's very interesting here is I think the program as well as the building is designed to be just like a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook and Google, they use those airy spaces, long rectangular tables.
Mm-hmm.
They do these sorts of programs. And so, you know, I think the bet, if it's anything, is that this will produce more capable workers than traditional programs.
Yeah, and develop talent that's, you know, latent talent that's there, that trying to help people develop it. Well, let's continue and finish the reading to the end of the page here. We're like about on line 15 in the right-hand column.
Income share agreements. The company relies on something known as an income share agreement, which allows students to go to school at no cost initially, meaning they don't have to take out loans if they agree to pay the school a portion of their future earnings. Students who opt for the income share agreement pay 25% of their pre-tax salary to the school for 3.5 years. The agreement kicks in only if students earn more than $60,000, which Desai says encourages everyone, makes school students and investors, to do their best to help students land lucrative jobs.
So income share agreements, that's actually a specialized term. And it just means it's the financial arrangements that the student gets money to pay for that education, but they pay it back out of their future income.
Right. So it's another form. It's still kind of a loan, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel as painful.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. I think it sort of depends on what sort of job you get. But it's interesting because it kind of turns the arrangement on its head, right? So it's the opposite arrangement of what most students kind of enter into when they're going to school. So normally you would go to school, you would borrow a lot of money in order to pay that school, but you don't end up making payments until after you're done with school. So students are betting that they will be able to get a job after they're done with their education, which will allow them to pay that money back fairly easily. Well, here the university is betting that the students will go out and make enough money that they'll be able to recoup a lot of their costs through this income sharing agreement.
Right. So we see that the company relies on something known as this, okay? And so we've explained this, that it allows students to go to school at no cost up front or originally. That's what initially means here.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they don't have to take out loans, but...
But they do have to promise to share, this is the income share, their future earnings. And it's important to note there are some details with that as well, that you have to pay 25% of pre-tax salary for at least three and a half years.
Yeah, apparently they feel they can recoup what they've put into a person in 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to know there's an ending point here. I want to go back to this phrase, students who opt for. Opt for means to choose something. We usually use that preposition for with the word opt. You can also say opt out of, which means you decide that you don't want something. So if they opt for it, then they choose to do this. They have to pay 25% before taxes, okay? So, you know, taxes take about 25% in the States of people's salary, so they're paying... If you get a job over $60,000, you're paying half of it, half of a portion of it back to your loan and a portion of it to taxes. So you'll be taking home like $30,000 for 3.5 years anyway.
Right. So this is why they're pushing for you to do lucrative jobs, so you
right.
still have something left over.
I also think that it's good that they have a base for what they are, what they're looking for. They want their students to look at making $60,000.
Which I think is an interesting number, just because I think in the United States, when you're talking about a yearly income or a salary, a lot of people assume that when you come out of an undergraduate college or even a master's program, that about $30,000 a year is what you can expect to make in a lot of fields.
Right. But I also look at their age and think, you know, this is 19 right. to 25-year-olds that are making this kind of money. So, and this is the base that they're expecting them to make, so they can make a lot more than this.
That's very true. So it look, the numbers actually work out really well, because you're making basically twice a starting salary for somebody who's taken twice as long in order to go to university, and within 3 years, you're going to double your money, basically.
Right. If everything works out as
if
it should.
Works.
Right. One other phrase here I thought was interesting was kicks in, just meaning to start.
Okay, yep, to start. And we hope that you'll come back again and join us tomorrow as we start or continue our second day talking about, is it really risky or is it okay to join in? Is it practical? So we hope to see you then. But for now, we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.